We are on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the last two Tosfos on the Amud. Let's just review quickly what the Gemara had said. The Gemara said, "It's how could, according to Rav Huna Marav, according to Rove, according to Rav Popper, that my Mitzloshen helps Afilu by Milve, how can you be Makna a Milve?" A milve is a dovashene be'en. How could you be makna milve with my mitzloshen? So the Gemara said a teretz that a meima said nasa kaimuloi b'shas matan moi shibad v'loch ledidoch l'chol da'osu machmosach. That we consider ki ilu not that the malve is now makna the milve to the mekabel. That's a movie, it can't be makne. No, we consider that the loive b'shas halvo was mishabed himself to the malve or to anyone. The malve will decide that he should be mishabed himself. So the shibud of the loive b'shas halvo was chal to chol the osi machmosoch. So not that the malve is makne the halvo to the mekabel, no, the loive b'shas halvo was mishabed himself to whoever you decide I should be mishabed myself. So therefore, there's no problem. So the Gemara asked, so what, according to you, what will be if they made maimet shloshten to someone who was not born b'shas halvo? Will it help? Hikne l'neilodim. Will it help? Because you're saying that the transferal of the halvo to the mekabel was really chal b'shas the halvo, that the loiv was mishabed himself to chol da'osi machmosach. So you can't be mishabed yourself lidovo shaloi b'loilo. And then the Gemara says afilu rameya who is mekel by dovo shaloi b'loilo, that's his makne dovo shaloi b'loilo. He can be makne pay his dekel. But hiknel and oilodim lidavish loy b'loylo, it can't help. That was the Gemara's kasha, and because of this, the Gemara falls off of this pshat. Let us see the two bottom toisus. In hiknel and oilodim achanami de leikoni perish hiknel and oilodim b'maymat shloisha. He was makne now l'neilodim. They were not born. Abo shalei no do adayim b'shas matan boys, but they were not around b'shas halvo. Will you tell me my mitzloshen does not help to neilodim? It sicha helps, even though they weren't born. So kochach yalomdis is not an emes alomdis. Lesfarim begalsi hochinami dekonu hochi pirusha hiknelun neilodim bekinyan ba'alme beloy my mitzloshen. If a person will be makne lineilodim without my mitzloshen, lehavi bishas kinyan shlei no do adayim hochenami de konu do b'mayim mishloshtun konu fel no di achikein. Will you tell me if he made a kinyan chalipin for someone who will be noivad later it'll help? Because you're telling me that my mishloshtun helps for someone who was later born. Lidovo she'enei ba'olam mi'oma. So our Gemara differentiates between if the dovo hanikne is loy bolo oilom, then it does help. And if the kaine is loy bolo oilom, then it does not help. That is our Gemara. So Tosfos says, Achsugi, alibe de rafune kaima. Achsugi is going according to rafune. The islay rabuhune personally holds, odom makne dovo shaloy bolo oilom, veloy li dovo shaloy bolo oilom. That means this differentiation between dova and leidova and lida, the makne dova and lidova, is rafunas ashtik toida. The beisha rabbi isle gabi peiris deko mishabol la oilom eini yochel arzaboy. Rafuna holds that if a person sold peiris deko, peiris which will grow on my deko, Reuven sold the peiris which will grow on his deko to Shimon. So Rav Huna says, "Mishabol oilom." The minute they grow, they came ba'olam. So the minute they grow, they belong to Reuven now, because it's his bekel. So then, ain't yochel achzav, because the minute they come ba'olam, Shimon is kind of the payas. If a person is mezake for an uba, even though we mezake, not that the uba, it should belong to the uba now, it should belong to the uba when the uba will be born. So Ravuna says that when the uba is born, he's not kain anything, because b'shas the maise kinyan, the koine was not boilum. So Rav Huna is the one that differentiated that it doesn't matter if the Dava Hanikna was not boilum, but the koine has to be boilum. And our sugi is going according to Rav Huna. Rav Nachman habi ifcha mid Rav Huna. Rav Nachman holds punfakert from Rav Huna. The islay hosam lichshetei leit kone. Rav Nachman in Baba Basra holds that if you're mezake le'uber, the uber should be koine when the uber will be born, is taki koine. Ubiisha rabbi come Rav Nachman af mishaboloilum yochel achzaboy. And by Peres Dekel he holds that he can't be chayzer. He can't be chayzer because the kinyan was not chal. So we're not learning that sugya now to figure out what the oimek hamachlokes is. But Taisva says this is a machlokes hamiroim. And our sugya that takes it poshet, that is a difference between lidavar and davar, our sugya is going according to Ravuna, and according to Ravuna, it's a good kash. Vim taima. That means, according to Rav Nachman, we wouldn't have any problems. We could learn pshat in Maimich Loshtan, that would hold dosi machmos, so we don't have any problems whatsoever. But our gemara is going according to Ravuna. Vim taima. Now, Taisus asks Amira de Kekasha, Meheche Shaminele Lerameya, the Odom Makne Dovo Shaloi Boloilo. Now, between you and me, when we speak about Dovo Shaloi Boloilo, we speak about the ideal marshal is Peiris Dekel, that a person possesses a Dekel, the Peiris are as yet not Boloilo, number one. Number two, let us just say one more problem, the Peiris are as yet not his. I mean, it's not his peiris yet. It's non-existent. Can't say he possesses peiris. The peiris become his when they come boilum. Then it become his. So he's now making a maisa kinyan on something that will become mine. Fine. And if you hold the makta dovish lo boilum, you can do such a thing. You don't have to make davka maisa kinyan on something that is yours already. I can make a maisa kinyan on something that will become mine, should become yours, after it becomes mine. That is the chiddush of Odom Akta Dovish Loi B'Loi. That Meir never, let's just speak of the Taisus Kasha, Isim, any, don't see any of the Kasha. That Meir never spoke about Peiris Dekel. The whole Rav Meir that spoke about Dovish Loi B'Loi was speaking about two cases. Case number one, a Yid gave money to a Goite, and he gave her money that Hareyat Mekadeshes Li La'achel Shetis Gairi. That you're giving and now making a Maisa Kedushin, and you should become married to me when you'll become a Yidinim. So there, that case is, so the Goite is being Mekabel the Kesef Kedushin, the Goite, and for this Kesef Kedushin, she is Makne, the Yidinim, which will come about after the Geiris. She's makna the yidina to be the wife of the husband. So that is makna dovo shaloi boloilum. That means I'm taking kesef kedushin for to be mekadish a woman who is not boilum, to be mekadish a yidina. The same Rameya says la'acher she'eskaya. The same story the other way around. That a goy is giving money to a yidina and he says, for this, I'm giving you money, that you should become married to me when I'll become a Yid. So here, who is the Koine? The Koine is the Yid, which is non-existent. But after the Geiris, there will be a Yid. She's Makna herself to a husband. The husband is not around now. There's no, a Goy can't have issues in a Yid in him. So she's marrying herself off to the Yid who will come about after this guy is Megayer himself. So, how could the Gemara say in Rav Meir that Rav Meir differentiated between Dovo Shaloi Baloilam and Lid Dovo Shaloi Baloilam? if this the whole Mekair of Rav Meir is, he said, La'acha Shetiz Gairi, which is Dovor Shaloi Baloilam, and the same Rav Meir said, La'acha She'es Gairi, which is Lidovor Shaloi Baloilam. So Rav Meir himself did not differentiate. So how can Ravuna say, how can Ravuna differentiate Alibe de Rav Meir? That's a Meir de Kikashi, but Taisus is asking. Im time mehechi shamine leile rab meya the adam makne dovo shloi baloilo that adam makne dovo shloi baloilo hayno mehechi diktoni la acher shetis gaide ve shetis tachere mikodeshes so the goite the shifche is being mekabel kedushin and she's marrying off yidene which as yet is not boilo so a makne dovo shloi baloilo Mehi gufi shamina from this Ramei we hear now we don't the makta lidova shaloi baloilam doktoni la'acher she'ez gaya la'acher she'ez tacher the mekodeshes so the same Ramei said la'acher she'ez gaya so the husband is not baloilam she's makna herself the Yidin is makna herself to her husband who is non-existent as yet and he'll be after the Geirus will come into this world. So we see Klal Rav Meir did not differentiate between these two. Yeah, Agavuche just a Zaitik Yediyah, but not let to go into this Inyan. The Achreinim Amoirer, we see from here Amoirer the Kizach, the Maisa Kedushin was done through a Goy and with a Goyte. The Maisa Kedushin, even though they're not Pateras getting the Kedushin, but we see Amoyre de Kizach and the Sinas Kesser. The Maisa Kedushin is now. The guy says, he repeats what the rabbi says, Arei, At, Mekadesh, Sli, Betabazul, Achash, Esgaya, Kenas Moshe, Yisrael. And the two Adam there that witnessed this. So a goy is making a Maisa Kedushin, that's no problem whatsoever. That is not a problem. The problem is, it's Leiboloilom. But the husband is not Boilom yet, or the wife is not Boilom. This is Tamazai, a good idea that, that we see from this Gemara. Al-Kabakapana Bataisa says, Amoyre de Kekashe and Ravune, Rameya, who was speaking according to Rameya, Rameya did not at all differentiate between Dovo and Lido. V'yeshloima. So now Taisus is going to go on the Kashi. You see Rameya holds Lidovo. V'yeshloima. The Oivet Kechovon ve'Evet Isnayu Bo'ilom. So Taisus says, no, don't say that that's called Lidovo Shaloi Bo'ilom. The Goy is here. The Evet is here. Ela Shemuchusorim Geiris V'shicha. There's no Shicha yet. There's no geiris, but they're here. They're here, and it's mechusar shichu v'geiris. So let us just try to digest what Taisus is saying. So Taisus is saying, if they're here and it's only mechusar geiris, that is not like neilodim. Neilodim aren't here at all. Nothing is here. But here, they're here, and it's mechusar geiris. Fine. Let's just go a little further. V'leidomi l'neilodim. The last no ba'ilam klal hikne lo neilodim. I makne to lo neilodim. They're first born in 5 years. So memela they're not even gans. That's called lidovo shaloi baloilam. That's what Ravuna said loikoni. But a goy and an eved who are here, even though it's mechusa geiris, the yid is not here. But that's not called lidovo shaloi baloilam. Let's just put this on hold and go a little further. Fine, that's what Taisus says. So now Taisva says, the Alfinimine the Odo Maknel Rameya Peres Dekel. So Taisva says, I just had a shtik teire that someone who is here in Mechusa Geiris, that's not called Lidovo Shaloi Baloilam. So that should also not be called Dovo Shaloi Baloilam. Because when Dovo Shaloi Baloilam is Lachashet is Geiri. Well, she's here already. It's Mechusa Geiris. So Memela, so where do we see from Rav Meir that other makne dover shaloi baloilam? Rav Meir is speaking about dvorim shehein baloilam. The goit is baloilam, the goy is baloilam, and because the geir is no, that's already, but that's not called loy baloilam. So where do we see that may hold on the Machna Dovasha Leiva Leima? Ava gav di afina min adod the Machna Lameya Peres Dek of Leima Fleginin Hainu Mishum the Islam Lameyma the Koi Beshitzei the Rabbeleza Ben Yaakov, because I could rightfully assume that he holds like his Rebbe Rabbeleza Ben Yaakov. The Oma Ha'ima Peres Aruge Zu Mechuborim. A person, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov said, Peres Aruge Zu Mechuborim. Yutrume Al Peres Aruge Zu Atlushim. Lechshe Yaviyu Shlish V'yitlushu Dvorov Kayom. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov said that if a person wants to make Trume now on Peres, which as yet did not grow, and when they grow a shlish and they'll be nitlash and making them now trume, it helps. So as Mistava to say, Rameya holds like Abeloza ben Yaakov. Now let us just explain a few things, and then I hope we'll understand Taisvus. Ein odom makne dovo shaloi boloilom. Ein odom makne lidovo shaloi boloilom. Now, what is the svore? Let's talk about Rav Huna before we come to Rameya. What is the svore? Rav Huna holds lidovo shaloi boloilom. It doesn't help. Dovo shaloi boloilom, it does help. So, L'chayre, the Sfori is, and later I found the Yosef.
Birchas Avraham.
That the Nemuki Yosef in the Zaneshech mentions there is a chasorin by Dovah Shaloi Baloilam and L'Dovah Shaloi Baloilam. There's a chasorin of Gemiras Das. That means by every Kenyan it is necessary that there should be a sincerity by the two tzedakim. They really have to be goyma bedata. If I'm making a hakno to a noilot, you know, I'm selling this to the child that will be born in 5 years. Since there's no such child in front of me and it's non-existent, there's missing gemiras das mitzad de makne. Or maybe Bitzad, the one is making the Maisa Kinyan, or if we're speaking about someone who is non-existent, who possess this thing, the Zachson in Gemiras Das. This is what Rav Huna holds, that Lidovo Shaloi Bolo Ilom, there's no Gemiras Das, and therefore, it can't be Koine. In the Svare of Gemiras Das, Taisvis is saying, but what if the person is here, but he wasn't Megaya himself? In Gemiras Das, we can hear the Chilik already. Listen, there's someone here. I'm not speaking about fantasies. We're speaking about someone here. He passed his test for Geiris. No, he didn't go yet to the Mikveh. Lachish is Gaya. So in Gemiras Das, there could be sincerity over here. So that's what Taisvus is saying. Taisvus is saying that Rav Huna differentiated between Nailodim, who was yet non-existent, between a Goy, who is existent as Mechusageiris. Here there's Gemiras Das, here there's no Gemiras Das. By an Eved, and a Goy, there's Gemiras Das, by a Nailod, there's no Gemiras Das. That is the Teretz. Now, before we go further, let us speak according to Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Odo Makne Peristek. Over there, the Dovah Hanikne is not Ba'ilam. There, Rav Huna holds Misvore, that if the Dovah Hanikne is not Ba'ilam, there is no Chesaron of Gemiras Das. That means, this fine line, when is there Gemiras Das, when there's not Gemiras Das, so Rav Huna said, if the Koin is not Ba'ilam, there's no Gemiras Das. If the Dovah Hanikne is not Ba'ilam, there is Gemiras Das. That's Rav Huna's Shita. Rav Nachman says, Punfakel. But let's not go into that. That is Rav Huna's Svar. Rav Huna's saying, Ashtik Teire in Gemiras Das. And in Gemiras Das, he differentiated between Lidovo and Dovo. Now, Rav Meir is speaking about two cases where in the problem of Gemiras Tas, in both of them there's no Gemiras Tas. Sai in La'acha Shetis Gairi there's no problem of Gemiras Tas, because she's Bo'ilom. La'acha Shetis Gairi there's no Chason of Gemiras Tas, because he's Bo'ilom. Mechus Gairis. Rav Meir spoke about cases where in both cases, Sai the Dovo, Sai the Lidovo, there's no problem of Gemiras Tas. Fine. Now let us mention one more nikudah. In davar shaloi b'lo'ilam, oda makne davar shaloi b'lo'ilam. Let's talk about that. There's another chesaron besides the gemiras tartik chesaron. There's a chesaron that how could I make a ma'isa kinyan on something that is as yet not mine? How can I make a ma'isa kinyan on something which is as yet non-existent? That means this is not a svara in Gemiras Tas. This is a svara in the mechanics of kinyonim. How could, by Peiris Dekel, how can you sell something that is not yours? I mean, how could you do such a thing? So, I'm selling it, of course, when it'll become mine. I want to make the ma'isa kinyan now, that when it will become mine, it should become yours. But can you do such a thing? That is another prat in another chesaron in loy b'loyla. Now, when Rav Meir said la'acher she tizgairi, it helps. So we see from Rav Meir that she's the goite is being mekadesh the yidene. We have this problem. How could you be mekadesh the yidene? The yid is non-existent. Yeah? So we see you can make a ma'ase kinyan on a davar shaloi b'olam. That we see from Rav Meir. Tosfos is asking Abba Rakashi, but where do you see from Rav Meir that Peiris Dekel will help? In Peiris Dekel, maybe there's another chesaron. Maybe there's a chesaron there of Gemiras Tas. Rav Nachman holds by Peiris Dekel, this is a chesaron of Gemiras Tas. Rav Huda holds no. But how could you say Rav Meir holds Peiris Dekel is good? That means if Tosfos just explain to us that whenever the people are around, the chesaron of Gemiras Das falls off. So there's no chesaron of Gemiras Das. So fine, that may also the makne davish lo b'loilim. It doesn't matter that the yidden is not here yet. I can be mekabel kedushin for the yidden there. But maybe Rameya holds if the Peiris are non-existent is a chesaron of Gemiras Das. What right do we have to say that Rameya holds Peiris Dekel is good? And Peiris Dekel is another chesaron which is non-existent by Lachashet is Gairi. Lachashet is Gairi, there is no problem of Gemiras Das because the Goethe is here. There's only one problem. How could you be Mekadesh Ayidene? Rameya holds that is not a problem. But in Peiris Dekel there are two problems. One problem is, how could you sell Peiris which you don't possess yet? Well, Rameya holds that's no problem. Kim Mekadesh Anisha was also not around now. But by Peiris Dekel there's another chesaron. Maybe Felton Gemiras Tas. Maybe if we're speaking about non-existent Peiris, there's no sincerity in the whole kinyan. So Tosfos is asking, how could we schlep Rameya and say Rameya holds other makne Peiris Dekel? That's Tosfos's problem. Rameya is speaking about a case where there's no problem whatsoever of Gemiras Tas. So Tosfos says, well, I'll tell you one thing. Rameya had a Rebbe. Here Tosfos doesn't speak it out, but Tosfos in Yevamah says this. Rameya's Rebbe was Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. That was Rameya's Rebbe. Now, Rameya's Rebbe said that a person could make, he has tvue that's tolush. It's Tevel, and he's making now trume on something that's in the midst of growing. It's lehigil shlish, not a shlish. So memela, I want to make trume this tvue that's mechuber when it will become a shlish. That means when it'll grow. It's non-existent now. The shlish didn't come about yet. When it'll become a shlish, and I'll cut it off, so it should then become trume. But I'm making the trume now. Rav Meir's Rebbe, Rav Elezer ben Yaakov, here touched on 2 points. Number one, he touched on making trume on something that is non-existent. The payers which are going to go, they're not mine, they're non-existent. Rav Elezer ben Yaakov said, no problem. No problem, you can do it. So that, in Loibo Lo'ilam, we see Rav Elezer ben Yaakov holds, there's no chesorin of that I can make now a Maisaf Rosha on something which doesn't belong to me, which is non-existent. That's one thing we see from Rav Elezer ben Yaakov. This we see his Talmud Rameya also holds. I can be Mekadish, a woman, a Yidine, who is not, also non-existent. In this we see Rav Meir went in the footsteps of his Rebbe Rav Elezer ben Yaakov. But his Rebbe Rav Elezer ben Yaakov said one more Chiddush. The Rebbe Rav Elezer ben Yaakov said, even though the Peiris are not here yet that are making Tumen, so the Chayre, there should be a Svore of this no Gemiris Das, if the Dover HaNikne, the Dover which was going to become Tumen, is non-existent yet. Rav Elezer ben Yaakov said, that is no problem. Rav Elezer ben Yaakov said, that's no problem. So Tosfos says, so the Gemara assumed, if we see that in the Etzem Yisod von Odom Makne, Rav Meir is holding, is going in the footsteps of his Rebbe, Rav Elezer ben Yaakov, so I can assume Mistoma in the second problem of Gemiras Das, he also holds like the Rebbe already. From the Rebbe we see by Odom Makne, there's no chesaron of Gemiras Das. So Mistoma Rav Meir also holds like his Rebbe in this Nekudah. That's what Taisha says. No, just to see in a minute. Va'av agav the Yafinim in Odom, the Makne Rav Meir Peres Dekel, we don't differentiate between Peres Dekel who bechlal not boilam. Aino mishum diislam lemeim bedekoy bishitzi the Rav Elezer ben Yaakov Raboy. That's what Taisus says in Yevomis. He holds like his Rebbe. The Omar hoyim a Peres arugizu mechuborim. You truma a Peres arugizu atlushim l'shuyeviu shlish v'yitlushu dvor of kayom. So I can assume that since I see he's going 3/4 in the footsteps of his Rebbe, Mistame, he holds that Chiddush of his Rebbe also, that there's no chesaron of Gemiras Das by Dovol Shaloi Boloilo. Period. That's what Tosfos is saying. The Gemara Lemaise Firzois, that the Gemara wants to say it. Another Mahalach that Maimed Shloshen works, that it changes over from a Milva Yeshona to Milva Chadoshe, because of that is Meshabed. The Gemara said, no, that's also not true. So let's go back to the Gemara now. Elo Oma Mazutra. This is Andaf Yudalad Oma Dalef. Let's go back to the Gemara. Elo Oma Mazutra. Hani Plas Mili. There are 3 things. Shavinu Rabbonon Kehilchese B'loi Taime, which is a halacha without a reason. Chode Ho, one, Maimich Loshen, Ve'idach, another halacha, the Omar Rav Yudah Mashmur, Rav Yudah Mashmur said, Akoysov Kol Nechosov Le'ishtoi. Amoyer Dekemaise, a person wrote a shtar, and in the shtar is giving all his possessions to his wife, so she should end up a very rich woman. He has no intentions of giving her a penny. He means to say that she should take care of it. The chosen belong to the children, and that way he said the whole thing belongs to you. It belongs to you to take care of. You should take care of it, but it's not yours in belonging. Yeah. The idach in a third case, the Omar Rav Chananya, Amesi Isha Libnoi Godol Bebayis. A person went, and he had his oldest son. He married his oldest son. Now they needed a house. They needed a base chasnas. They needed a place to make sheva brochas. Now the father had 2 houses. We'll see what happened. So he was living in house Aleph, house base. He goes in the 2 weeks before the chasna. He tells the guy to clean out the house for making a chasna. Take out all the furniture. And his furniture, they said the father's furniture, and then they make the sheva brochas in this house. Fine. After the sheva brochas, we say the son goes now and moves in already. This is his house. It belongs to him.
And the father never said a word. And all we just said Mekshava Brachas here. The house belongs to him. He's the oldest son, not the second son. Won't work by the second son. But by the oldest son, it'll work. The house belongs to the son. He has a place where to live. So these are three halachas which are hilchas b'loy time. So let's see what Rashi says. Hilchas b'loy time ki l'kiblo moish halachem misinai shein tzorich losis botam. Here, reasons are not, it's not necessary to give reasons and explanations. Apetrupye lahachnis alohitzi, she'll invest, she'll spend. Afapisha kosvila beloshin matone, even though it was written, I'm giving this to you. Like anosom, she wasn't kaine. Vein tam bedova, there's no reason. Alakach tiknu, behevke bezn hoyevke. That means they're able to do it, al tevke bezn. Why they should say such a thing? So Rashi learned to gemore kepshute, ain't tam bedova. Just like you don't ask an aloch namayish mesinai. Don't ask on this either. The bayis meyuchet sheni dobo. He wasn't living there. Elasoy loy lebeis chasnus. So meila also the house belongs to the son. Now Taisvus seems dafsech mer. Taisvus does not seem to understand the Gemara exactly the way Rashi says. Keilchese beloytam. So Taisvus says perish. Now we'll talk about my mitzloshtim. Mashe moyo liknais. That means how it works, the mechanics of my mitzloshen, that's b'loy tam. Avol tam yesh lomba tikna chachamim my mitzloshen. Avol tam yesh lomba tikna chachamim. My mitzloshen tiknu shlo yitztarech litroyach velaseis kinyonim. That means like this, that my mitzloshen is a very convenient way to make transactions without Maisa Kinyonim. That means like this. There's Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven wants to buy something from Levi. No, fine. He said, Levi is willing to sell. There's just one problem. Reuven doesn't have any money. So then all of a sudden he sees Shimon. Shimon borrowed from him $100. Shimon should pay up. Now, so he comes over to Levi, listen, Shimon will make that the $100 that Shimon is supposed to pay me up, will pay you up. Now, in normal situations, to be makna halvo, a milva pair especially, oh, maybe with agav it would help. So you have to go now, be makna kalke. It's going to be a complicated situation. Or some emele, but so Hazal said to take away the tilche, And to make problems, they said, if the parties are together, we have here the Nisan and the Mekabel and the Leiva, the Nifkad, so without the problems and tichas of a Maisa Kinyan, we'll make the transaction. That is the reason why they were Mesakin Maimich Loshen, to enhance Mekech HaMemke. There shouldn't be so many problems till they make a Maisa Kinyan. But it's beloy time, but the mechanics are difficult to understand. In fact, we don't understand the mechanics, how exactly my mitzloshtim works. Now, but there's a reason why they did it, not poshtim. Now, l'kaisav nechosav l'ishtoy also is a very interesting thing. He writes, Ashtar gives to his wife, that he's giving over all his possessions to her, and we're saying that he doesn't mean to give her a penny, he means she should be an apotropos. Mishum, there's also a reason why Chazal said it. Leishavik lebrei v'yoyev lachine. A person will not leave over his children. There's a din of Yerusha. There's a din, and normally a child is the hamshoche of the father. It's not normal that a person will leave his children and give money to someone else. That means the obligations to his wife, he wrote a ksube, whatever her minimal needs are, she'll get out the ksube. So to not to care about his children and give away his whole possessions to his wife, it's not normal. It's not normal. Leishavik lebrei v'yoyev lachini. Now Taisus seems to repeat himself. Ve'in derech laseiskei. People don't do such things. Ella, so I should say that he's also a normal person. Mr. Tommy also doesn't mean to do it. to leave over the kids without anything and give everything to us. So I say he also doesn't mean Ella lechalik lo kovid. He wants to write the shtar for her, and the shtar looks very prestigious. That from the shtar says everything is belongs to her. Belnais apetropia. He wants to make her an apetropis. Period. So here I saw in Divras Moshe, Rav Moshe brings down from the son Rav David, all gesund sein. Rav David asks him, it's very schwer the Tosfos. I mean, here there's a reason how it works also. That means I zicher should not assume people don't do such things, that to leave over the children and give to the wife. So I have to assume that, so you have to read between the lines. So Mustami means it's a, he's giving her this for covet, she should feel good, and notion diet and color, she sees that al kapanam, it's a, she'll feel good already, and but this Taisus is saying an umdene, an ansadi, that a person don't do such things. So umdene's work. Shas is full of that. That if a person did something, he didn't explain, but if this will happen, I don't mean it. But if I understand, that's what he meant. So an umdene helps. Umdene helps b'chola teire kula. So what's the pora adume of this halacha? A shere kasha we should know. Taisus explained the mechanics beautifully. So Ramesha wants to say as follows. Ramesha wants to say, Roiv b'nei Odom are like that. They won't leave over the children, give everything away to the wife. Roiv b'nei Odom. But the Amid b'nei Odom, and let's make it perhaps more interesting, there's 51% that won't do, and 49% that could do such a thing. They won't give to the children, they'll give to the wife. He says, out the birr of Roiv, if I'll have a din teire now, let's say forget about Takonas Chazal, I'd have a din teire, that means the kid will come to the din teire, she has the shtar, she says it belongs to me, the shtar, and the kids say, a person doesn't, Roiv people don't do such things, Mistome, this is pshat, and what the father meant, to give her covet, and that, they come to the din teire, so Ramesha said they'd lose the din teire, because Vinishvi, even Roy people are like this, but his Amir people that are not like this, they would lose the din Torah. Chazal said, "Vein derech lasis kein." He says that Taisus means to be meisav nachanakul. Taisus is not repeating itself. There's an iser be'emerson to be mavo Yerusha. It's not a proper anhoge. So Memele Chazal said, even though halachically, with all these svaris, it should belong to her, with this roiv, and with all these cheshbonis, but Chazal stepped in and said, no, it belongs to the children. So that's, b'loi taimeh, hilchus b'loi taimeh means how I could be machia this shaila, if halachically, she still deserves to get it. Even though there's a roiv I can help, but, there's a rave against her, but she, halachically, she should lose the din Torah. She should win the din Torah. I mean, the Chazal said, she loses the din Torah. So that's called beloy taimeh. Yeah. The third case, for meisa isha lebnoik shav meisa kol ma she yesh le min habayis. When the father takes all his furniture out of the house, samcha olei daite deben, kede meforish pepeik mishemeis. The son relies on the father. The father is so nice, only for the sheva brachas, to take out the freezer and the refrigerator. You know, he can stick in some benches also with the freezer and refrigerator there also, and the sofa there. He took everything out. So the son relies, mistome, the father wants to give me the house, and that's why he's taking it out. And Tosfos and Baba Basra says, one more nikude, and my father knows I don't have any place where to live, that he's also well aware of. So the ritzainis of the ben, and perhaps the fantasies of the ben, are that mistome, the father means to give it to him. Now in halacha, this all does not bear water. That means it doesn't. It's not. But here Chazal again, since the son is relying on this, and thus Chazal said that we will these small heichachalach. That would seem that the father wants to give it to him, even though they're not strong enough halachically, that the son could win it in Torah. Why did you take out all the furniture and you realize you have no place where to live and you didn't even look up in the papers for an apartment for rent? So which all are seemingly small proofs that you want to give me the house. So even though halachically this does not would not be sufficient, but Chazal said that it belongs to the son. Papa. Let us go further. Rav told Rav Ache Bardele, Kabe de Meirike Isli Gaboch. I have a pekodin by you of a calf of Meirike, which is it's not worth too much. Yeah. Yavi Leplaini. Give it to this person. So Rav told Rav Ache Bardele, that means you're holding a calf of Meirike for me, you have a pekodin of mine. Yavi Leplaini, give it to this person who is also standing there. Ba'ape Kaminaloch, and I'm telling you to give him in front of him, that means he's standing, I'm saying this out loud, that you should give it to him in front of him, to loy hadranabi, to make sure I won't change my mind. So the din is, so that was the story. So the Gemara understood what's pshat in this story. Pshat in the story is that he said it in front of him to ensure him that he won't change his mind. That is pshat in that he said, I'm saying it in front of him, I'm ensuring him that I won't change my mind. Michlal, the boy hodabe, motze hodabe. That means, halachically, he could have chavote, but he's saying, he's guaranteeing him he won't have chavote. That's what he's saying in front of him. Frek the Gemara, it's maimet shloshten. So you don't have to, so you don't need that you won't have chavote. You can't have chavote, it's kainet. Michlal di boy hodabe motzi hodabe. So the Gemara says, no, hochi koma. Dvorim halolu leinitnu lachazor. That's what he said over. Since he's standing here, not I won't have chalote because I said it in front of him. I can't have chalote because I said it in front of him. Because there was a kinyan of my mitzloshet. Frag the Gemara. Ha'omar Rav chodizim. So what is Rav telling us? There's a din of Maimich Loshten. That's what Rav is telling us. There's a din of Maimich Loshten. Frekte Gemorra, Omar Rav Chodezimne. Rav said the loch of Maimich Loshten. Omar Ravun, Omar Rav, Monoli Biotchot, Neile Leploini be Maimich Loshten, Kone. So we see, Claude, there's a din of Maimich Loshten. So why does Rav have to, why do we need two members of Rav to tell me the din of Maimich Loshten? So the Gemorra says, Ime Ahi, from the second case of Rav, Hava Mina Hani Mili Matone Merube. They're speaking about money. No, money is a lot of money. So I think Davke by a Matone Merube, you say my Mitzloshten. Ava Matono Me'etes Loili Boy Befonov. I would think you don't need my Mitzloshten. Two is also sufficient. Kamash Malon, that Rav is saying over here, that even by a small Matone, also all three have to be standing. The reasons we don't know yet, but let us just see Rashi. Rashi says, Ba'ape kaminoloch, saying in front of him, Deloy hadranabi. Hashte salke daitech, the hochi omalei befonav. That's what he told him. Ani mafichachoshloi ersabi. I'm telling you that, I'm standing, I'm telling you that I won't have chalot. Upachina mechlal di boy le mehada motzi mehada. But it would seem if he wants to have chalot, he could have chalot. But me, it's my mitzloshna. So Moshe says, no, Rav is saying, hochi kama dvorim halolu, kiven de ba'ape kominaloch, since I'm saying it in front of him, the teis ve'nele sulei motzi adranabi, I can't have chalot. So So here Rav is telling us the din of Maimed Shlosh. In fact, the Gemara Omar Rav Chodesimne, why does Rav have to say, in this case also, I can't have Chorot? Rav told us the din, Maimed Shlosh, I can't have Chorot. Hani Mil, I would think to be number four, of when you need all three standing there, Matana Merube, Kigoyin Mone. So, but Matana Muetes, I would think, a fellow, the Mekabel is not standing there, he's also going, Kamash Malon, Lachit Sechmein Bebapi Kaminilo, Ashmina de Kaba Marika, the Matana Metesi, Boy Nami Biape. But by a Matana Metes, you also need the Mekabel to stand there. The Imtaima, Hanami Shaminilo, so Taisva says, I know this. The Omar Rav Beperik Hazov, Devorim ein behem mishum chisar amonim. Devorim is ein behem mishum chisar amonim, but nami osim atonim ethes, lemecha deleka mois pahadei devorim. The Gemara says, there's a machloikis, chav and rabbi yoshanim. By a matonim ethes, if there's a din of mechusar amonim. That means like this. If a person, Reuven comes over to Shimon, Reuven says, I'm going to give you $1 million. Perhaps when he said it, he meant it. Could be. Sometimes he shouldn't have said it. Then later, he thinks it over again. $1 million, maybe I shouldn't. He thought it over, and he comes over to him. 10 minutes later, I changed my mind. So, less man the polig, a person can change his mind. Ah, you said? I said, but, I'm a tanda merub, a person can change his mind. Now, let's think about the same scenario. I come over to a person and say, I'm going to give you $1. It's not matana muetis. And later, he thinks it over. Oh, I can do something else with $1. So there's a machlekes Rabbi Yochan in Rav. Rabbi Yochan said, that's mechusar amonim. That means, there's no trust in you. You started giving $1. And you say a word, and then you have charote. It's mechusar amonim. It's an avla. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Rav says, no, there was no kinyan. He said he's going to give. He changed his mind. It's not mechusamon. There's no abel. He's not a nice folk. He's not a shakran. He's not a kazman. He thought to give it. Then he changed his mind. So Rav says, klo, afilu by a matona mu'etes, there's no avlo whatsoever by saying something and changing your mind. So now, if by knowing this Rav, now let's ask a shayla, if you need Maimed Shloshen by Matana Muetes, you sure do need Maimed Shloshen. So Taisvis asks, so I for knowing that member of Rav, that Afilu by Matana Muetes is no din of Mechusar Amone, so Memela I could figure out that you need Maimed Shloshen for Adova Muet. So Taisvis answers, the Hoche Shoyma Linivka Doyle Baal Choyv Sheyiten Loi, now, Sisrei Teir. Taisa says as follows. That means that Rav holds, if I go over to a person and says, I'm going to give you $1. No, that Rav said. I said, give you $1. 5 minutes later, think it over, change my mind. No problem. No problem whatsoever. But if there's Reuven and Shimon and Levi, and I told Reuven told Shimon, no, you have $1 of mine, give it to Levi. Levi isn't standing there. There I would think that Levi is kind of ready. Because he didn't speak to Levi, he spoke to Shimon, who has $1. So I would think there that you don't need Maimed Shloshen. There I would think Levi is kind of ready. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush over here also. That means, just let's review, Taisa says Takasha, Matonimu Ethes Havos also is not kind of. There's no mechusar amon even. So farsteitzich need maimed shloshen. So Taisa says there's three parties by maimed shloshen: the noisen, the intermediary, and the mekabel. So that's bullshit. The noisen and the mekabel, the Rav says it's nothing. He told him something. He could change his mind. Not even mechusar amon. I'll say I'll give you $1. I can change my mind 5 minutes later. But if I said to the Nifkat, I said to the Leiter, give him $1, you have a mind, I would think there you can't have Charote, and that's the Chiddush of Rav. So what's Pshat in Taisus? Taisus is Sheklach Shver. So Ramesha wants to say, in Dibris Meshus, he wants to say as follows. He wants to say When I go over, we have to differentiate between a matana merubin and a matana mu'etas. Matana merubin zicha, you need mine with shloshim. A matana mu'uta, I think you don't need mine with shloshim. So Ramesha says as follows: I go over to someone, you have a dollar of mine, I want you to give the dollar to Berry. I tell him this. I go away. Now, let's say the next day or half an hour later. Now, this Naisen who told this, to the Nifkat, he realizes very well that he told him to give it to him. He'll give it to him. I mean, he doesn't have a Havamina that before he gives it to him, he's going to call him up again. Listen, I'm giving the dollar. Are you sure you want to give the dollar? I mean, he realized, he told him to give, he's going to give it. So by telling to give it, I can assume it will be done. Shaloi be diyosi. That means I will not be brought in I won't be brought in when it's given over and asked again if I'm still sure. So I know it's going to be done. By telling the loive, give him, I know it's going to be done. And it can be done faster than I think it can be done. Therefore, and I said it, so I mean it. So this gemiras das, even with Adam Isaacini. Because by opening up my mouth and telling the loive, give him, and I know it will be done, and it could be done very quickly, and I said it, so I really mean to be machnet to him. So there's a svara to say, so he's kind of ready, because I was going with the data. When I tell this middle person, give him $1 million, so I can have chalemis al kaponim, but maybe before he gives over the $1 million, he's going to call me up again. Are you sure you want to give away the $1 million? So memele, so by telling him, I don't feel that it's accomplished already. I still feel secure that when it'll come lemaise, I'll still be able to be chayzer. So therefore, by a matone merube, there's no gemiras das mitzad the noisen. He really doesn't intend. He didn't put himself into a position that it's going to be done. And I said it, so I'm asking it should be accomplished. A matone merube, a retzachayim. Could be, I still have time to be choyzer. He's going to ask me again. So memele, there's no gemiras das to be maknen. Mashenken and matana mu'etas, I would think, so bishlam, if I tell the mekabel, I'm going to give you a dollar, that's nothing. I can tell, he calls man, it doesn't go out from my wallet to his wallet, there's nothing to worry about. So I told him, that 5 minutes later, he can change my mind. But when I tell a loiva to give him my dollar, then already, it's out of my hands already, it's out of my control. So the Yahava means that there is gemiras das, you don't need the third person to stand there. Gamash Malon, it doesn't work like that, you need my mitzloshen. Zot the Gemara weiter, Ahani Ginoi, the Ovid Chushmede Bahadi Adodi. There were some gardeners, it seems they were shutzim of some sorts, and they used to sell yerokes. And they made and then they sold it, and then the money they used to split equally. Posh chomesh isteri zuzi gabi chad minayu. One of the gardeners, he sees he counts over his money, and he sees he has an extra 2.5 dinrim, Musi the Cheshbon Rashi. So he told them, you know, I have extra money. Omrile. So they told him, Yevinu nele lemore yare. This money you should give, and let's see the bachskirsa, which will make life a little easier. Betaske, for the taxes, that means where there's 2.5 dinrim extra. We owe the more yare money. That means, really, you should go now and give this money and give it back to us. Now, we owe this Mori Are money. So we tell, give these 2.5 dinrim to the Mori Are. So Mamele, with our money, we'll pay up. It's our money, Taki. You have extra money. So give this 2.5 extra dinrim, give it to the Mori Are for the taxes that we owe. Ba'ape Mori Are. The Mori Are was standing there. And they told him, give the extra money that you have our money, give it to the Smoriah. The Konamine, and they made a Kinyan Chalipin also, that he owes 2.5 dinrim to the Moriah. Exactly who made this Kinyan Chalipin, if the Moriah made the Kinyan Chalipin, if they made the Kinyan Chalipin for the Moriah, but they made a Kinyan Chalipin, they made a Kinyan Chalipin. Now before we go further, the Miri asked the Kasha, we have a klal, ein matbeya nikne b'chalipin. That chalipin, you cannot sell a matbeya, a coin, is not nikne b'chalipin. So how is the Mori Are kaine the 2.5 dinrim? That's the Miri's Kasha. Hagavulcha Ramesh also asked the Kasha in the Oris, he buys betzorchi in the Psa'atayimod Nemaisa. The Miri says that they were not makna the money, they said that you should be, that you owe the Moriara 2.5 dinrim. So he was Meshabed himself to pay 2.5 dinrim. And he was Meshabed the Kalke for 2.5 dinrim. But one makna the money. That's what the Miri says. I just have a shtikel ha'ore, l'chayre, you have to say like that. Because the money, how could you make a kinyan with this ginoy who has the extra money? The extra money is not his. That means, how could I be makne? You're making a kinyan, I should be the extra, I makne the extra money to the Moriare. It's not my money, it's your money. So, l'cheira kocher pshat is that the one makne the money, they said, you owe him 2.5 dinrim. They made a kinyan chalip. L'sait, a very interesting ma'isit. So, this was everything is good, the Moriare is very happy, and the 2.5 dinrim. L'soif, also over tchushim levein delayla nafshi, he made over again a cheshbon, how much money he got in. V'le poshka bei v'le midin. Nishke shteigen, nishke floigen. He never had any extra money whatsoever. He got the same thing that they got. Also, l'kami de Rav Nachman. So he came to Rav Nachman. Now, there was a big misunderstanding over here. He came to Rav Nachman, he told Rav Nachman, I don't want to give the Moriare the 2.5 dinrim. So Rav Nachman did not understand the shaila over here. That means there was ma'amid shloshtim, there was a kinyan chalipin, and I don't want to give. Chmein an shuldik. So, omalei. So Rav Nachman said, my evidloch, what can I do for you? I can't do anything for you. Chode, domar avruna marav, ma'amid shloshtim is koinen. Voi, economy noch. There was a kinyan chalipin. So me'mele, so I can't do anything. But you don't want to give. Chmein, I'm sorry. Omalei, rove. So it seems Rava was standing there. So Rava says, "Ota haimi koma lo yavine." Did he say he doesn't want to give? The leke gaboy koma. He says, "There's no extra money by me." That's what he's saying. The whole thing was a toys. I never had left over extra money by me. Oh, malay. Oh, that's the case. In ken kinyan betoys. So the whole thing was betoys. The whole kinyan betoys chayza. A kinyan betoys is chayza. Let us see Rashi. The Trashi, Ginoi, Bale Gine Moiche Yerek, Istri Suzi, Silly Medina. Istri is a seller, Zuzi, that's Istri Silly Medina. There was seller Tsuri and seller Medina. Stam Istri, seller Tsuri. Istri Zuzi, seller Medina, Shmini Shebe seller Tsuri. This was 1/8. It was the same coin, but was in value, it was worth 1/8 of what the Tzuri coins were worth. Shmini shebesela Tzuri dainer chatzi dinner. So this was a chatzi dinner. So he had 5 chatzi dinners. He had 2.5 dinners. Ba'ape mori a omrele koi that they told him in front of the balakalke kloima Omru lei ba'ape moriare yevino nele le moriare. When the moriare was standing there, give it to him. And that's the maisha. Let's try to see Taisvis Chodem. Chodem the Omar Ravune, Rav Nachman Salkedai Teshaya Chayzeboy. Rav Nachman understood that this person has Chavote, the loy mishim dloy poshka bei midi. Not because that he cheshbened out that there was not left over any extra money by him.